Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Denise O'Brien and we want to talk a very special anniversary. Good morning to you, Denise.
Good morning, LaVon.
It is the 20th anniversary of WFAN, Women, Food, and Agriculture. And Denise, you were one of those dreamers that got it started. Let's talk a little bit about 20 years ago, and I'm thinking before that. You don't just wave a magic wand. There's lots of work that goes before. So how did that come to be?
Well, it came to be because it became noticeable to a number of women in the state of Iowa that women were really a very active participant in farms and farming, the farm economy, the farm economic unit. But they weren't recognized. And there were some things that they did that that they needed to be. If they wanted to call themselves farmers, they could. But most everybody prior to that time called themselves farmers' wives. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. People who want to be that, that's okay. But there were women that were actively farming and actively in academics, working on research and things that weren't being recognized. And we thought they should have a voice.
Mm-hmm. And I think women were more and more involved in decision-making, and they may have been some before that, but I think they became more involved. And I don't know if that's the time when I heard more women were actually doing the economic part of it, you know, the whole financial part of it. Their husbands or the men, whoever they hired, were out in the field and making those kind of decisions, what to plant and so on, but women were taking care of the economic part.
That's right. They kept the books. And during my time of learning as of being a farmer, and during the 80s when I was learning farming and all the details about it, and the farm crisis happened, and the women were the ones that raised the flag and said, you know, this isn't going to happen. This isn't working. We're not making enough money to pay the bills. And the guys kind of just said, didn't say much, but put their heads down and worked harder. They just thought, if we work harder, it'll go away. And that we all have that attitude at different times, and it wasn't doing that. Yes.
So it was summer of 1997 when you actually kind of got together and kind of had your first meeting probably. And do you remember some of the people that were there, or, you know, who else was involved with this?
Well, yes, I do. I think, and I'm still friends with, we're still a cohesive group of women, but they were women I had heard about through different stories around Iowa, women who were trying other types of farming, like, for instance, a community-supported agriculture, CSA, women who were raising livestock, like goats or sheep to milk and make dairy out of. So they were doing some inventive type of alternative agriculture, as they say. And they were also interested in the political situation in Iowa when we started having all the large hog confinements and things. So there was a mix of research people, people who were activists, and people who were wanting to start their own farms.
Yeah, Denise, you've mentioned several times that this group were Iowans, but Women, Food, and Agriculture has grown beyond that.
Mm-hmm. It has grown beyond that. It's a virtual community, so by that I mean that there's a listserv that women can belong to and can share ideas, share concerns and that. And I believe at the last count I heard there were like 3,000 virtual members, so that they were on, so they, and they counted that by who is on the listserv. Yes.
Okay. So what, as you thought through this, and I know you had more than one meeting, obviously, and it's changed because, I mean, this is 20 years into this. Mm-hmm. And as I recall, initially, it was all run by volunteers, and that's not so now.
Yeah, it was run by volunteers. And it seemed like I had the most flexible time being a farmer. We were milking cows then and doing things, but I had the most flexibility in using my time. So we would gather at different places around the state and write grants to be able to get funded to do some programming. And one of the programs that we really wanted to learn was about how women owned land and made their decisions about their land in Iowa. And that one program has carried through to this day, and we started it here in Cass County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting when you look back on that. Let's talk about a few of the other programs. You say that was sort of the one that really got carried throughout. But let's mention some of the other programs that have happened during those 20 years.
Well, we've had programs to teach young women how to farm. And mentoring programs. So stays on a person's farm. In fact, tomorrow I'll be having a person stay on my farm for the next month. And she's a woman in her late 20s who wants to learn how to farm and wants to go back home and incorporate that into her social work, actually. She's not coming from a farm, but she'd like to use a farm as a place for therapy and counseling and things. So and then we have another program that's Plate to Politics that's encouraged women to run for political candidate anywhere from a very local school board level to statewide or maybe even national.
Okay. You mentioned about teaching women to farm. Now some of those women, of course, have lots of farm experience, but isn't it interesting that women from the city, women who've not had that experience, say, I want to be a farmer?
Yes, and I, from my observation over all these years, these 20 years, is that these women who want to learn to farm, who come from urban areas, have been at college, and they've taken environmental studies as their major, and they've had some place they've had a connection to the land, and maybe did a short stay on a farm, or maybe their grandparents or parents were from a farm, but they didn't think that farming was in their future, and so they need that basic foundation to see what it would like to be there, and this is a good opportunity for them to do it.
Yeah, pretty amazing in my mind that somebody who didn't grow up on a farm says, I want to be a farmer. And thank goodness that there is a group like Women, Food, and Agriculture who have helped those young women move into those positions that they want to be in. So, again, as we talked about, now you don't have you still have volunteers, but
yes,
the organization, you have a hired person,
yes,
who does the organization and so on. So that's a big step in those 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that was when I mentioned earlier that I was the most flexible with my time in that. So when there was grant money available, I could get paid. So mm-hmm. There were times when I did. And the person that is hired now to do communications and to do the conference that's coming up in November was an intern here at this farm. So I'm really proud of her. She came from a farm family over by Mitchellville, and she's an only child. And her father and mother really didn't want her to go into farming. So they've been having to adjust to her wanting to do that someday. But for now, she's being the communications director for Women, Food, and Agriculture Network. And her name is Ash Bruxford.
You mentioned annual meeting, and where are those held?
Well, the WFAN has held meetings regionally. So the meetings were in Iowa for a time, and then as the membership became larger and more Midwestern, the conference has been moved to various sites. So last year it was at the Lead Center in Nebraska City, and this year the 20th year celebration will be in Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay, so you get acquainted with lots of people, not only through the listserv, but through these activities face-to-face. And I'm guessing, Denise, that you and the others are still making new friends.
Absolutely. It's really, as people who go to conferences know, that in your area of expertise or interest, that people show up and you learn to do new things, you make new friends. There's always tours around on farms associated with these conferences. And last year when I was at the Nebraska City one, we went out on a tour of women's farms who did flowers and marketed flowers. And that's always been my dream, is to do just flowers, but I really am comfortable with vegetables, so it's hard for me to branch out into flowers.
I know you've done some of those though. So Denise, if somebody said, well, I'd like to learn more, or I'd like to support Women, Food, and Agriculture, how can they do that?
Well, there's a website that's WFAN.org, and they can go on to the website, and there's all sorts of good information there, a place to donate and a place to list the events coming up.
Okay, and I'm sure they could always call you and you'd give them a good story. Well, thank you very much, Denise O'Brien, for visiting with us, and congratulations to WFAN on their 20th anniversary. Until next time, here's the mission of WFAN: engage women in building an ecological and just food and agriculture system through individual and community pairing.